So how we perceive our reality, how we choose to perceive our reality, is literally how we experience it. Period. Full stop. So do you want to experience the challenge as things always work out? This is for me. This is happening for me.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of The Ecstatic Woman, where we activate and inspire women in their power, in their authenticity, and in their bliss. I am your host, Alara Sage. I am a womb shaman, and I help women to activate their creative life force energy to really embody their wealth, their creative genius, and create exactly what they desire, no matter the obstacles. So today is a solo episode where we are here, just you and I, and we're going to just dive into a little topic here together, just the two of us. And this morning, the topic that came to me is everything always works out. Maybe you have heard that phrase when you've been going through a challenge and you seek support, seek advice from somebody. And sometimes it's not really what you want to hear. But it's true, is it not? The beauty of the phrase is that when we think of it, we immediately look back on other challenging times in our life. And our mind goes, oh, yeah, that did work out. Oh, well, I mean, that one worked out, but oh, geez, right? Oh, geez. But it worked out. And all of a sudden, the mind has this validation that, hey, everything does always work out. It's so easy for us to get caught up in what is going wrong. It is so easy for us to focus on the challenge itself. It reminds me of a time when I was in Guatemala and we were climbing this mountain, this volcano actually, hiking up it. It was really steep. And there was a Danish man. And he was walking with myself and my partner at the time, and he was egging us on. He had been in the military. So he was kind of like bringing this military energy in and just, you know, one more step, and, you know, step, one more step. Which really has you focus on the one more step rather than perhaps looking up at how much further you have to go, perhaps thinking about how much your legs are burning, how tired you are, all of these other things. You simply focus on the one next step. And that, of course, allows us to be fully present in the moment. And it also allows us to really take in the experience. With the one next step, I was focused on my body and I was focused on the next step. I was focused on his words and his voice. And I really enjoyed the process instead of wanting to stop. In fact, it inspired me to make this next step even stronger, this next step even, you know, more powerful, more potent, this next step. I put all my attention, all of my intention, all of my focus on this next step. And then you do it again. Now all of your attention is on this next step. And how beautiful is that? I remember getting to the top just thinking, well, that was really fun. Instead of, oh, I'm so happy to be at the top. I'm so glad it's over, any of that kind of thought. Things do always work out. The time that it takes it to quote unquote work out is really relative to how much we're fighting it, right? How much we're pushing it away, how much we're saying we don't want this, how much we're looking up at the mountain going, ugh, I don't want to climb the mountain. I want to just go around. I just want to be there already. The huffing, the puffing, the complaining actually just makes the whole experience much more challenging. It's rather psychosomatic, actually, because the mind and the body obviously are not separate. And the mind loves to play the victim. It loves to just, oh, let's just stop already. We don't need to be doing this. And yet the body still has a long ways it can go. And the body can continue to go through kind of its own cycles where it will, you know, kind of seemingly hit a wall and then move through that and gain a new found energy. But if we left it up to the mind, we would just be not really doing anything. So it's psychosomatic because the mind tells us, I don't want to be doing this. We don't need to be doing this. This is a waste of my time. Whatever the mind is saying. And the body hears that. And if we allow that voice to continue, then the body's kind of like, yeah, you're right. Why are we doing this? Let's just sit down. And all of a sudden the body is tired. All of a sudden the body is fatigued. Now I'm using it as a physical example, but this is through challenge as well. We become quote unquote tired, fatigued of the challenge. Whereas if we're able to shift our mindset and say, nope, this is perfect, right? This is for me. This is working for me. What do I need to see here? What do I need to learn? What is this next step? What is this next step? Let me put all of my attention, focus on this next step. What does that want to be? It's amazing how our bodies and even the universe, right, even our physical reality steps up too and says, oh yeah, next step. Let's make this happen. So there's a lot of power in understanding that not only does everything work out, but that it's working for you, not against you. And, you know, I totally have gone through moments in my life where I just wanted to say, screw that. I don't want to believe that. I don't want to hear that, right? Because this is really, really hard. And even though I could see the lesson, doesn't mean we want to learn the lesson. Doesn't mean we want to study that particular mode of information. And we can see that when we are in that point of not wanting to hear it all works out, not wanting to believe that, right? Not wanting to sink into the experience, sink into that one next step. Then we're really playing the victim. And we're cutting off the wisdom, cutting off the availability to what we are truly on a soul level attempting to accomplish here. Attempting to learn. I often equate our human self to kind of like the child version, you know, your child, if you've ever been a parent, you have a child, a young child, and your goal is to go through the supermarket, right, and get what you need to do or get. and they have other agendas. And they make the whole experience so much more challenging. Oh, not always, obviously, but they can make the whole experience so much more challenging than it really needs to be. It's kind of like the soul in the human form. Soul is just like, let's go in, experience this, learn. And the human goes, but I don't want to, and throws tantrums and grabs things off the shelf and drops stuff and runs in the opposite direction. And all of a sudden, what would have been a 20-minute supermarket run has now turned into 45 minutes and a lot of discomfort. So how we perceive our reality, how we choose to perceive our reality, is literally how we experience it. Period. Full stop. So do you want to experience the challenge as things always work out? This is for me. This is happening for me. I am supported. I am loved. Or do you want to experience it as, I just want to run the other way. Want to throw a tantrum on the floor. I want to scream and shout. And not that there's anything wrong with that, because, you know, I think at times we all need to scream and shout. We all need to throw a tantrum. We all need to get out our frustrations and our energy. But this is a reminder that if you're going through a challenging time, it always works out. And a reminder of just that simple shift in perspective, how powerful that is to change that very moment, just like I did on that mountain. I'm looking up at how much more I had to go. My legs were burning and tired. And instead, simply focusing on that one more step, that one more step, putting all of your attention, your focus into that one more step, make it matter, and then make the next one matter, and then make the next one matter. And before you know it, you're at the top of the mountain. I hope this has brought you some insight and perhaps exactly what you needed in this moment. As always, I love you so very much. Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.